Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This case could be the one that will overturn this mess. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, tomorrow I will be before the Federal Court of Appeals on the Kim Davis case. And this is a case in which I'll present oral argument on behalf of Kim, who encountered this, a Obergefell decision going back in 2015, when the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision overturned Kentucky's marriage law that marriage is between one man and one woman. Kim Davis was the first victim of that particular decision. And she spent 6 days in jail as a result of Kim's stand and her request for religious accommodation. She actually did get religious accommodation in December of 2015 by the newly elected governor, Matt Bevins, a Republican. And then in April of 2016, got the same accommodation for all the clerks by a unanimously passed legislation by the Kentucky legislature. But notwithstanding her accommodation that she won for everyone, there are a couple of same-sex couples that continue to litigate this case because they wanted to come directly after Kim Davis and make her personally responsible and liable for payment of damages. So last year, Holly, or the year before, actually end of 2023, we had a jury trial, and that jury trial was before two juries seated at the same time. And those juries heard the same evidence. One of them came back with a zero verdict, but the other came back, amazingly, with $50,000 for each plaintiff, a total of $100,000. And then the judge tacked on another about $246,000 or so for attorney's fees and costs, for a total of about $346,000.
Yeah, but the thing was, these two couples got their marriage license from another clerk. I think the offices were even closer to them than Kim's was, but of course they wanted to kind of hang her for this. And, you know, she did win in a religious accommodation from Governor Bevin for herself and all the clerks, and spent 6 days in jail in addition. But these two couples would not stop harassing her.
Yeah, I know. David Ermold and his partner David Moore, these individuals were not even considering getting married until they saw Kim Davis on the media.
And they used the media to put themselves on a platform, which went worldwide.
So they went to her office and they harassed her and they filmed it on their cell phones and then they put it up on the social media platforms and it went viral.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of pushed themselves into the corner. Well, they were requesting marriage licenses. They weren't planning on getting married, but now the media is focused on them. Maybe they ought to go continue to force this marriage license issue. So they went back again and again, and they would harass her. She was not issuing any marriage licenses to anyone because the marriage laws, frankly, had been shredded by Obergefell's opinion. And she was asking for a religious accommodation. The governor at the time, the Democrat governor, Beshears, had accommodated the attorney general at the time of Kentucky for conscience reasons and allowed him to opt out of defending the marriage laws so that he wouldn't violate his conscience in defending the laws, which was his duty. But then when the 5-4 opinion came down in June of 2015, Kim Davis asked for an accommodation from the same governor who had just accommodated his attorney general, allowed him to opt out of not defending the law. And she asked for an accommodation to have her name removed from the marriage certificates because she's the clerk and her name would be on it endorsing same-sex marriage.
She knew it was coming.
And he said no. He said no. Amazingly, however, he later allowed the marriage licenses to be altered. So when she was sent to jail for 6 days, the Ermold and Miller went to her clerk while she was in jail. And by this time, her name had been removed, had been X'd out of the marriage certificate. One of the clerks gave them a marriage certificate with her name X'd out. And then the issue was, is that valid? Because it had her name X'd out and her title X'd out. And the governor came back and said, yeah, it's valid. But he would not give Kim Davis the same accommodation. That's all she asked for. I want my name removed.
But on the other hand, wasn't he given accommodation for hunting licenses?
Well, that's the state statute that does that. So it's not just him. The state statute allows clerks, for conscience reasons, to not issue hunting or fishing licenses.
But marriage doesn't fall under that category.
It does now, but it didn't then.
Uh-huh.
So before that, clerks had the right to opt out for conscience reasons not to issue a hunting license. Maybe you just didn't want to be a part of shooting Bambi.
Right.
Whatever your reason is. Somebody else can give a hunting license if you have an opposition to that. Okay. Your conscience is accommodated. The attorney general, I don't want to defend the marriage laws because of my conscience. Okay. The governor says you can opt out. Kim Davis, I need my name off the certificate because otherwise it looks like I'm endorsing same-sex marriage. That's against my religious beliefs. I need an accommodation. The governor says, nope. And then she gets thrown in jail. But then while she's in jail, one of the clerks issues a marriage license. The name of Kim Davis is X'd out. And then the question is that valid? And the Ermolds, contested that. And the governor said, yeah, that's valid. That's okay. That's exactly what she was asking for.
Right.
So the case should be moot. And in fact, once the statute was amended, this was on appeal, and it was at the Court of Appeals, and by that time, it looked like it was moot. So dismiss the case. Went back down to the lower court. The lower court judge said, it's moot. Dismiss it. Goes back up to the Court of Appeals, and they say, well, wait a minute. They kept the case alive because these individuals wanted to go after Kim Davis personally.
Right. So we had two lawsuits, two trials going on at the same time, which was quite unusual, and two different verdicts.
And two different contrary verdicts. And in fact, if you look at the other case, the Yates jury, we'll call them the Yates jury, they actually had individuals in that case, those plaintiffs, say that they had emotional stress. And they had a relative say, yeah, I saw them having emotional stress. Notwithstanding, it wasn't enough evidence, and the jury gave a zero verdict. In the Ermold case with David Moore and David Ermold, they had no medical evidence, no medical treatment. They had no corroborating evidence of any kind of emotional stress. And they said, well, you know, I'm upset. I was upset. I was mad. But did you get any treatment? No. Did you lose any time from work? No. Is there anybody else that you've brought to testify to support you? No. They have nothing. Nothing.
And you could easily go to another courthouse.
How do you calculate $50,000 a piece? I don't know. They actually said, I don't know. Where did you get that number? I don't know. So how do you, if you don't know, how do you provide that to the jury? I don't know. Somebody else has to calculate that. And the judge allowed that nonsense to go to the jury, and the jury came back pulling out of the thin air their request of $50,000. So on appeal, we are arguing that the case should have never gone to the jury because there's no basis for it. But number two, we're arguing that Kim Davis should have been protected by the First Amendment. Look, there's another case that there was a case went up to the United States Supreme Court. It's called the Snyder case. It was with the Westboro Baptist Church, and they engaged in some outrageous situations. They went to a funeral of a veteran, and they protested, and they had all kinds of nasty things that they said, horrible things. We actually filed an amicus brief in the case because of the First Amendment implications. At the beginning of it, we say we don't endorse what they said. What they said was reprehensible, but there's a First Amendment issue here. Because what happened is they got tagged with emotional distress and a huge verdict against them. And they went up to the United States Supreme Court, and they said they should be protected by the First Amendment. And the Supreme Court said that the First Amendment, even though it's a private suit against a private person, it's not a government, it's private to private. In this case, the First Amendment still applies and ruled in favor of Westboro Baptist Church under the First Amendment. In this case here, we have a private actor against Kim Davis, and they're suing her in her personal capacity. They want her, not the government, to pay. She's not being representing the government. She is an individual in this case. And so the damages are against her as an individual. She should have the First Amendment affirmative defense the same way. The First Amendment in that case applies person to person, private to private, to protect somebody like Kim Davis or someone else from these large emotional distress or defamation kinds of claims. So pray for this case, because we're asking for religious accommodation. We're also asking that Obergefell be overturned. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.